So we continue the theme of socializing with non-Jews, and we're Be'ez Hashem beginning the chapter of attending non-Jewish social gatherings and holiday parties. So it's obviously very negeya, particularly the end of December with the company holiday parties, and also regarding bichlal, being invited to non-Jews' weddings and the like. And the question is, what is the potential problem? And if there is a problem, is there any room for leniency? So it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Omed Aleph, going on to Daf Ches Omed Beis. And the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Rishmol says that any Yidden outside Eretz Yisrael are considered to be idolaters in purity. They're considered to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah B'Tahara. So Rashi explains that, what does it mean, B'Tahara? They're considered to be idol worshippers but in purity. It means they didn't realize it. It's without kavanah. For the Gemara, in what way are they Ovdei Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara explains, because a non-Jewish Ovdei Avodah Zarah makes a wedding for his child, invites all the Jews from the town, and they attend. And he says, even if they eat their own food and they drink their own drink, and they have their own way to serve them, still, such Jews that attend this wedding celebration, then the Torah considers them to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And he quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'kara lecha v'achalta mizivchoi. Pasuk in Shmois Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Tes Vav, which means he will call you and you will eat from his sacrifices. For the Gemara, who says, maybe this Issa of the Torah, of when it says he calls you and you eat from his sacrifices, maybe the Issa is when you're actually eating non-kosher food there, but maybe if eating kosher food it's fine. Ravan says no, because if so, the Torah would say the problem is you're eating from his sacrifices. The fact that it says v'kara lecha, he called you, it sounds like that the issue is beginning with him inviting you and you going. And Rashi says that when invited to a non-Jewish wedding, anything that we eat there is considered to be avodah zarah. Okay, so we learn, we seemingly see from here that any celebration related to their weddings would be a problem. So that is the Gemara. Now, before we get into the details of the Issa, is this an Issa deraisa or an Issa derabbanan? So the Ritva says it's considered to be a deraisa Issa. The Taz also in Yeridea Simon Kuf Nun Beis Ois Aleph also says that it's considered to be an Issa deraisa. But the Shach in the Kutas HaKesev, he argues on the Taz and says, no, it's only Drabbanon. And he says the Pasuk, which the Gemara brings, of V'kar Lecha V'chat Mezivchai, is an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta. Okay, but because it comes out that it's actually a Machlekas in the Poskim, whether it's considered to be a Issa deraisa or an Issa Drabbanon. Now, what's the problem? Let's assume for the moment it's Drabbanon. Why did Chazal make such an Issa derabbanan? So the Rambam says it's taka because you may come to really serve Avodah Zarah if you go to such a wedding. This is the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Peik Tes Halacha Tes Vav. And he paskens that if an Oved Avodah Zarah makes some sort of celebration for his children, it's forbidden to have anah from such a meal. And he speaks out. And he says that this is a problem even if the Yid brings his own food. This is also Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea Simon Kuf Nun Beis Sif Aleph, that it's forbidden for a Yid to eat a non-Jewish wedding even if he brings his own food, and as we mentioned, even if it's served by his own waiter. Again, this is the Rambam saying that the issue is because he may come to serve Avodah Zarah. Some poets can say that the issue of eating and drinking at a non-Jewish wedding is mishum chasnus. It's because it may lead to intermarriage. The Taz writes that the main reason for the Issa is to stop us from having affectionate relationships with them. And this is following along the same ideas we mentioned in previous parts of the Sefer, that Chazal instituted many things against the intermarriage. They said they made gezeiras against non-Jewish bread, against non-Jewish oil, And the Taz says that's really what's at the root of this Issa. Just interesting, very, very interesting to note. He brings this here in this Sefer that fascinating that the church actually had some of their own safeguards to impose a distance between Christians and Jews with quite severe penalties. So they were worried about intermarrying with us. Okay, be that as it may, a number of Achronim, including Rabbi Avraham Azulai in Chesed Avraham, they discuss who exactly this is applies to. Meaning, what happens if we know that the non-Jew is not an idolater? He's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. Then would it be okay? So, if the only problem is that it may lead to Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam seemed to say, then seemingly it would only apply if the non-Jew was an idolater. However, the Chesed Avraham says that because of the other reason of Mishum Chasnos, then it makes no difference and it applies to all non-Jews, idolaters and non-idolaters alike. Mitzshem, next time we will start discussing exactly how this applies to the Maisa nowadays and if there is any scope for leniencies Mishum Eva and for potentially other reasons as well. And we're also going to try and apply it to office holiday parties.